It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
But you can join the conversation today at 919-890-6200. Hit us up on Twitter and IG at the Sports Shop 1, because we never, ever, number two. Man, we are getting it in big time, Mac. Mac, I heard you talking about Carolina a little bit. Did you say something about Carolina?
It was brief. It was real brief. It was brief.
Oh, by the way, you know, they were interviewing the head coach Hubert Davis at the end of the game. And I just want to remind you, I saw this guy standing behind Hubert, Coach Davis, with this thing in the ear, you know, like CIA, you know how they do the Secret Service
yeah.
people?
Yeah, he don't want
you that. You know, D. Woods the one on this one.
He don't want that. He don't want this one. Tell D. Woods I met a CO. He don't know who CO is. Mr. Green, who's been over at Carolina for a long, long time. And he told me, you like my man that was trying to get after LeBron the other day. You just woofing. You ain't trying to do nothing.
Oh, he said that about D. Woods.
Yeah, D. Woods. You ain't trying to do nothing with D. Woods. You ain't
He brave scared K-Mac. D. Woods brave scared.
Look, he said, nothing to be worried about. I said, I know. I said, I had him over at PNC Arena. I had him over that end. I had him in intimate territory. He was kind of quiet then. He was kind of quiet. He didn't want none of this smoke.
Oh, D. Woods listening too. He had met this morning, so he's definitely listening.
I'm sure he is.
But as K-Mac mentioned earlier, the Hills they won last night. And it's nothing to be all excited about if you're a Tar Heel fan, because, I mean, we played UNC the Astros.
You can't tell some of them that, though.
I mean, we played Durham Tech. Come on, man. Seriously. So let's keep it in perspective. But a win is a win is a win. But they still had a bunch of turnovers, man. Matter of fact, Coach Hubert Davis talked about the turnover issue. Let's take a listen.
Okay. Well, you know, one of the things I always say with turnovers, it's either one or two things. It's selfishness or carelessness. Our turnovers are 100% never selfish. They just aren't. They're just careless. And so we've talked about it daily, and that's something that we're going to reinforce every day about taking care of the basketball and not being careless with the basketball.
Yeah, it is. It's not. It's two things, K-Mac. It's selfishness or carelessness. They're not selfish. Well, I don't know. I think a couple of players on there are selfish. I think a couple of guys got to – Caleb Love got to learn that he's not the only player out there on the damn court, in my opinion. But I like Caleb. What's that?
You think they're listening to him?
To Hubert?
Yeah, right now. Right. I mean, eventually they're going to have to, but right now, you think they listen?
I mean, why? I'm sorry. Why would you think they wouldn't listen to him, K-Mac? I'm just curious.
Yeah, I made a couple turnover calls. My bad, coach. Yeah, I know. That's on me, coach. That's on me, coach. You're right, coach. That's on me.
I'm curious. Are you saying that because of he's a new coach? I mean, I'm trying to understand what
basically.
You mean by that.
Yeah, basically.
But he's a head damn coach. I don't care if new or old. You got to listen to him, K-Mac.
I mean, I hear what you say. I'm just saying. Wow. I saw a little bit of, you know, the body language.
Let me ask you a question.
I'm saying,
you think Duke players listen to Coach K?
Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. But when they end up on the internet bench, they all of a sudden they can hear him.
You think they listen? You think the NC State players listen to Coach Keys?
Sometimes they do. Sometimes they don't.
I guess, I mean, I haven't been noticing that. Maybe I need to check that out then, because maybe that's part of the issues. Carolina's having problems. If the police said the player's not listening. And that's all you did. Oh, okay. I'm going to watch that one.
Yeah. Mm. I get the turnovers. I get that. I mean, but let's see if they were actually paying attention. They listen. Let's see if they, you know, they want to correct it.
Yeah, I guess I was trying to figure out. That's something I have to watch. I never thought about that fact, because I thought, I mean, he is the head coach of the school or the team, and he determines whether or not you play or not. So I would pay attention to what he's saying.
Yeah, but so far I played every. I'm always played. I have not played.
That's interesting. Okay, hadn't looked at it that way, but maybe I'm looking at it through a different set of glasses. over there. I just think that that talent wise we're not where I thought we was gonna be this year, and maybe that may change, but I saw some people last night gonna talk about that we're not even nowhere near in the gym with these guys. But Wake Forest was in action last night. They played Kennesaw State and beat them by almost 60 points. Yeah. Kennesaw State.
Kennesaw beat them up. Huh? Is Wake Forest that good to beat somebody by 60, 70?
I mean, it's a matter of Wake Forest that good or Kennesaw State that bad.
I didn't think Kennesaw State was that bad, but.
Man, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know much about them.
60's a lot. Just to be clear, 60's a lot.
What about 78? What about 78 points?
Oh, Lord.
So the North Carolina City University Eagles, I'm going to get Coach Bowden. Look at me. Come on, Coach. They played last night. They played Warren Wilson. Who in the hell is Warren Wilson? This is my question.
They got off the third shift. And had to
apparently
had to carpool together to the gym.
When I first saw this, I said, "Well, hell!" Apparently, I see why they beat him by 7-8 points. It was Central against one person. His name was Warren Wilson. Cause that's the only way they could beat the damn team by 7-8 points. Warren Wilson, really?
You something else, Reese? I don't know what to do with you.
So I'm something else because North Carolina City beat somebody by 7-8 points, and a team I never heard of before, Warren Wilson. I thought it was one person. I'm keeping a band, as you say, straight up.
Hey, look.
Maybe it's just me. I'm sorry. Maybe it's just me. Okay.
I straight up thought. I did think it was a couple guys had the carpool during the game though.
Hold up.
My bad.
I mean, they actually had. Right, referees at this game and had people in the stand. 7-8 points, Warren Wilson. Never heard of it. Then they're going back to back because they got the big juggernaut coming in, the apprentice school. That's the next matchup. Like, okay.
What's going on? What's going on here, guys? Hold on. I'm doing. Keep talking. I'm going to look it up now.
I'm trying to figure this out.
I don't want to get in trouble.
They play one person, Warren Wilson. From Southeast Raleigh.
Warren Wilson College from where?
Where is it?
Sawana, North Carolina.
Okay, I'm assuming these are exhibition games. Are these real games? Like they count in the standings?
They do. Is it Warren Wilson College or Warren Wilson School? That's Warren Wilson. Never mind. It's Warren Wilson College. I got it. Yeah, that's where it is. Very nice place.
Where is it?
Sawana, North Carolina.
Okay, I'm gonna ask you again. Where's Sawana, North Carolina located at?
It looks like it's close to the mountains. Because according to these views, they're absolutely gorgeous.
Okay.
Wow.
All right.
Oh, yeah, that's why they didn't feel like that. That's why they weren't playing, because they live a different lifestyle.
Warren Wilson. Okay, so he's more than one.
Did they come to? They came to Durham?
Yeah,
that was quite different for them.
Oh,
if you know.
Oh, you must be looking at the team.
It's quite different for them.
Was it culturally enlightening? I'll put it that way.
Well,
anyway, okay.
They live close. They live in the mountains, so you know they're used to picturesque views and scenery and.
Yeah, I wonder who Warren Wilson is, though. What's he? I mean, I'm going to find this out.
Oh, you want to know who he is? Today.
Yeah, because they played one person. They had to beat him by 7-8 points. Mm. Anyway, moving on to other action last night.
A private liberal arts
college. We got to get macaroni and cheese out the table. All right, guys.
He's known for his curriculum that combines academics, work, and service. The system requires every student to complete a requirement.
I can't even do it.
I can't even do it.
No, we gotta look up the next one. We gotta look up the apprentice school. That's the big matchup for the Eagles next.
The apprentice school.
So, yeah, the apprentice school. I think that's the name of it. Something like that. That's this. I think they play like maybe this weekend or something.
Dang.
Speaking of this weekend, the number the fifth ranked team in the nation is going against a team that's looked like the doggone Milwaukee Bucks last night, Gonzaga. Duke plays the Gonzaga at 10:30 on Friday, and let's watch it on ESPN and here on Buzz Sports Radio, obviously. But you think Gonzaga cleared his best college basketball team right now here in November, correct, K-Mac?
Absolutely.
When you say so?
Absolutely. They got some, hands down.
They look better than some teams. They look better than they looked last year almost. They beat their brace off of UCLA, which had their entire team back from last year. And they made them look very pedestrian, as we always say around here. It did. Beat them by 20 points. It wasn't even close. So we have to follow that going forward. Of course, NC State takes on Louisiana Tech Saturday at 2 p.m. And that's on the ACC Network Extra. I did find out that you can, when they go extra, you can watch the games on Bally Sports, I guess. That's where I was doing watch the Tar Heels last night. So I feel good about that. Right. Did you find out where the apprentice school was?
The undergraduate enrollment for Wilson is 620.
Hillside is bigger than that. Come on. I'll try to figure it out, man.
It's crazy because Warren Wilson, if you go on like ESPN's website, right, if you want to look at the stats or whatever, you can see Central, it's got roster, statistics, or schedule. Like you can look up that stuff. Warren Wilson has nothing. Like nothing. At all.
Well, the ESP said the same thing about same thing I said. Who the hell is Warren Wilson? Where they located at? They probably said the same thing. And then Siliquee, North Carolina. Where they came back again?
Sawana. In Asheville.
They're in Asheville. Okay.
Let me. You call all names you want to. They're in Asheville. Okay. That's where they are.
919-890-6200. If you attended Warren Wilson, give us a call. We got some questions. We want to know. I want to know what the school is all about.
If you know one of the 600 people they went.
Right. If you have heard of Warren Wilson, 919-890-6200. If you've seen the school, 919-890-6200. Just let us know. I mean, I want to know.
Hell, I'm thinking about enrolling just as a vacation property. Real nice, though.
I mean, nice in wintertime. You see, up in the mountains, you see the.
It's nice, bro. Like, for real.
See the trees.
It's like, I'm not going to class, but I'm going to stay here and enjoy this view.
They got 600 and something students. That's on campus. They probably got that's on campus also online. Man, that's pretty bad. But no, it's a small college.
It's a small university. I mean, small college, yeah.
I'm about to check out the team, but they lost 78 points. 110. They only scored 32 points, K-Mac, in an entire game.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you get from that game? What as a player, other than you get stats, get your stats up a little bit. What else you get? What lessons do you learn from this?
I don't know about that one.
Okay. One lesson you learned. I'm glad I didn't go to Warren Wilson. No. I mean, I don't know.
Sometime today, Reese, and I know I'm going to have to say I was wrong. What it's about is going to hurt me. It will injure me to my core to be able to say this.
Oh,
especially,
wow.
The day before Thanksgiving.
Uh-oh.
It's going to be tough.
Okay.
But I'm going to have to say.
Oh, well, hey. It's hump day.
I know Pringle's listening. I know G listening. I'm going to have to just go ahead and lay it out and say it. We'll wait later. We got other stuff we got to do. But
we got some very important stuff we got to do. But that's a hell of a tease.